Hi guys, this is Jenny. 11月的第一天，感谢大家依然在收听我们的节目。面对即将到来的双十一 Double Eleven， 开言也为你准备了学习好礼。11月5日优惠活动即将开始，学英语在这个时段能享受全年的最低价，千万不要错过。Hi, 大家好，我是 Jenny， 欢迎大家来到又一集的潘吉 Jenny 告诉你。
Hey guys, this is Adam.
那今天呢 ,Adam 是带病上阵 ,You have a cold.
Yeah.
太可怜了，但是他说我还是要继续为大家录节目，特别我们今天说一个非常重要的话题、啊。
Absolutely, absolutely. How could we miss, how could I miss talking about prefixes?
啊，就是英语里的前缀 prefixes。那为什么要说这个话题呢？就是因为啊，英语单词特别背单词这件事情是困扰很多学习者的。但是呢，你要学任何一门语言，没有单词的积累也不行。
That's right, but these words aren't just random. It's not like they're all just crazy and have no meaning. There's often method to the madness.
对 ,method to the madness. 就虽然背单词这件事情很疯狂，但是是有 method, 有方法的。它是有 logic, 有逻辑的，对吗？
Right.
比如说通过学习一些英文里常用的前缀 common prefixes, 你的背单词的效率啊，或者即使一个词不知道，可能你通过分析它的前缀就可以猜它的意思。 So this is a really good method. 今天呢我们就会跟大家分享英语里非常常用的前缀。
Okay, well, there's so many. Where should we start?
我们今天其实是从 A to Z 跟大家分享前缀，但我想先说一下 prefix 这个词本身，这个 P-R-E、就是一个很常用的前缀。
It's true, right? It's the meta prefix. It means before.
对，所以前缀 prefix.
Right.
好，那 P 等一下再说。我们还是先从 A 开始好了。
Okay, well, if we're going to start with A, then we should probably start with Auntie.
Not your Auntie Sue.
My Auntie Sue. Auntie number four.
不是阿姨啊，我们这个 Auntie 是 A-N-T-I.
That's right. And this means...against or the opposite.
哦、oh, 就是反的相反或者反抗的啊。那常用的有哪些词呢？
Like someone could be antisocial.
Alright, 诶我在路上看过很多人穿一件 hoodie 或一个 t-shirt 上面写什么 antisocial social club.
Yeah, exactly.
Antisocial, social 就很社交，但是如果你 antisocial 就是你不喜欢出去社交，你很宅。
Right, exactly. And the truth is, guys, you can be anti-anything. You can be anti-cat.
不喜欢猫吗
Yeah, I'm very anti-dog.
昨天我儿子摔了一跤，然后我给他就擦一种药，那个药上面写着 antiseptic.
Oh, yeah, so that basically means that it's clean.
对，就防感染的，对吧？还有比如说 antibody, 你身体里有抗体，这都是 anti 啊。
Right.
好，那第二个以 A 开头的前缀是
auto.
A-U-T-O, 是吗
Right.
这个是自动或者自动化的意思吧
That's right. It's talking about you doing something yourself.
比如说 automobile.
That's right. It's talking about something doing something by itself. It doesn't need anyone else.
没错。比如说像汽车它其实除了 cars, 它有一个更正式的名字。
Right. Automobile.
就它自己会动的。
You don't need a horse.
对可能一百多年前的逻辑就这个汽车至少不需要用马来拉是吧就 automobile.好那还有我们常用的会以前常用取钱的 ATM.
Right, so the automatic telling machine, teller machine.
Teller machine.
It's been so long since we've called it ATM that I forget what the T stands for.
或者比如你自动聚焦的一个 camera, 对不对 ?Autofocus.
Right.
或者还有一个 auto 和这个电器没关的是一本书。
Right, so if you write your own story, that's called an autobiography.
自己写的个人自传。好，那接着我们来看 B 啊。B 有一个很常用的前缀就是 B-I。
Ooh, bye.
你为什么要这么 sexual?
Ooh.
好，那这个前缀我们来给大家举几个例子啊。比如说 bicycle。
Bicycle, there are two wheels.
自行车或者什么 binocular.
There are two lenses.
对 ,binocular 其实就是像那个眼镜、对不对所以 by 它的意思就是
Two.
OK, 好那接着我们来看 C.
OK, well, let's start with C-O.
Oh, 这个 cold.
Cold.
比如 co-working,
co-worker,
co-worker, co-exist,、
mm-hmm.
对然后 co-pilot.
It's a co-pilot, right? Or we talked before about autobiographies. Well, actually, most people aren't really good at writing.、
Mm.
So usually if you're writing something、and you're not really a writer, you might want to find a co-author.
Okay, 所以这个 co 就是 together 的意思。
Together.
嗯，好，那跟它很相近的一个是 com, com.
Right, so company.
Or companion.
Right.
对不对？这都是差不多的意思啊，一起。Okay, 那接着我们来看 D.
Okay, D. So this basically means to go down.
就是 DE 这个 prefix.
Right. Oh, yeah, you said the letter D, but I was thinking about DE because we usually say it D.
对对对，这个前缀例子就太多了，比如说 decrease.
Oh, yeah, right.
Or devalue.
Right.
对 deactivate.、
Mm.
这个 D 的意思就是让它不要做什么事情或者往下对不对像 decrease, devalue,
right,
贬值啊 right, 然后减少啊
go away from something.
Right. 好那另外一个 D 开始的前缀呢是 dis.
You dissing me?
No, 这个 dis 是 D-I-S.
Right, so we think about like disappear.
Or disagree.
Disagree, right?
所以这个 dis 的意思其实和前面那个 D 有点像、right?
Yeah.
You don't want it anymore.
You don't want it, or it's just not here. It's away from here.
没错没错。好那接着我们来看 E 啊。
Okay.
这个 E 的前缀它本身自己就是一个词。
Extra, 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 read all about it.
啊，附加的或者附属的。比如国外的很多学校它会有 extracurricular activities.
Try saying that three times fast.
extracurricular, curricular 就是你学校读的书但这个是 extracurricular.
Right, so it's beyond or it's outside. It's something you do...
extra 的
extra yeah exactly
课外活动啊或者比如 extramarital
oh scandalous
在婚姻之外的对不对、或者有一个词 extravagant、
right and extravagant just means just really 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 over the top crazy or fashionable
很奢华的啊因为 extra 这个前缀它还有一个意思是More than, 对不对、
right.
extra 的。好，那接着我们来看两个以 I 开头的前缀。
Okay, inter.
Inter, 这就是什么 international 吗
?Internet.
Oh, right. 或者 interstellar.
That's a great movie.
对，所以前面这几个词都有一种，比如什么星际迷航啊，国际的啊。那顾名思义 ,inter 这个前缀就是Between.
Right, or among.
什么之间发生的啊。好那另外两个前缀啊是 intra 和 intro.
Well, this is where it gets a bit more complicated.
Right. 这两个前缀的意思是
It's kind of more like within or inside. So a good example of that, again, is internet. The internet is something that connects all of us,、
right.
but an intranet.Is something that's just at your company.
Oh, 对，因为有一些公司它自己有一个内网，那个叫 intranet.
Intranet, exactly.
那个 intro 的前缀，我想到的一个是很内向的人。
Like introvert.
对，是一个 introvert.
Right. Introspective.
Right.
Introverts are often introspective. They look within. They look inside.
对，很内向，然后经常会自己想事情啊。好，那接下来我们要看的这一组前缀呢 ，macro and micro.
Okay, yes, these two words are often used together. Macro means very big, and micro means very small.
对 ，macro 就是宏观的 ，micro 就是微观的啊。
Right.
比如我们谈到宏观经济。
Macroeconomics.
对，然后 micro 日常最常用的东西就是微波炉。
Oh, microwave.
Right.
What about microeconomics?
也有。
Yeah.
对不对
Macroeconomics. Those are things like trade, or microeconomics are things like what do people, what like you and I, what do we buy, supply, demand, this stuff.
是是是。好，那接着 M 的前缀还有一个啊 mono.
Mono, which basically means
one. 对，比如说我们录音的时候，它有一个选择，你是要双声道还是单声道的 ？Mono 就是单轨，对吧？然后，比如我们的课程有一些是 dialogue，、
mm-hmm.
对话，有一些是 monologue，
right？
就是一个人讲的
Right, exactly,、嗯、exactly
好或者呢一个人讲话、哦、就只有一个调
Well, yeah, monotony
对 monotony、啊、
Right
好的那接着呢我们来看 N 打头的前缀
Okay
Yeah, this one is kind of You can 就像那个 NT 你基本上可以把它放在所有词的前面
Anything, right And this is N-O-N
Non
Right, so let's think about Non-essential
不重要、
oh, Right, non-essential items
Non-fiction
Non-fiction, oh that's a good one too
对、so. 就书它不是 Fiction 就是编出来的故事对不对、mm. Non-fiction 就是纪实的
right, It's a real story
嗯所以这个 non 的意思其实就是 no or not、mm,
That's right
好那接着我们要看的这个前缀呢就是 prefix 这个词
Oh yeah
自己的前缀 P-R-E Pre 那 P-R-E 大家都知道是之前的意思啊除了前缀 prefix 还有常用的 predict
Oh predict yeah It's hard to predict the weather
Or predict the future
Right
对不对预料预测 Because、mm. you're doing it before it happens
Right
嗯好那分享这么多前缀以后呢最后我们再分享几个啊这一个R-E 开头的真的好多英文词都有啊
Right, and if you can only remember one from today This is probably the one to remember
Remember yeah, 就是 R-E、exactly. 开头的
Exactly, and it just means again
啊比如说 redo
Redo, oh, this was terrible You have to redo it
对 you have to remake it
Oh, or you have to rewrite it
或者 replay
Yeah, play it again
Play it again
Play it again, Sam、
比如看这个视频你很喜欢 You just want to replay it
Right, exactly
好那接下来 Adam 想说哪个前缀呢
I'm getting a little hungry And I'm thinking about going to Subway
Oh, Subway 或者坐地铁的那个 Subway
Right, right Both of them Both subs mean under or lower
对在一个东西之下的比如潜水艇
That's the submarine
对
Or just a sub
没错或者一个东西做的质量不好我们可以说 substandard
Substandard, right? Or if one company owns another company That second company is called a subsidiary
对它的下属附属的公司啊。好那最后我们还剩三个前缀然后这一个前缀的意思就是三 Try
Okay, try
T-R-I 这个比如三角形、
A triangle
对铁人三项赛 A triathlon
Oh, wow
对不对或者前面我们讲到 bicycle 其实还有 tricycle
Oh, right, yeah, I used to love my tricycle
You had a tricycle?
I had a tricycle, but I never had a unicycle、
oh, Tricycle 是三轮车、Unicycle 是一个轮子的
Right, so uni is the last one for today Kind of ironic because it does mean just one Right, university Universe
对我们的宇宙只有一个对不对 Or 现在说很多那个互联网公司很大独角兽 Unicorn
Right
Corn 就是它头上那个角但它只有一个所以 it's a unicorn
I've seen a lot of articles lately with pictures of dead unicorns、
oh. Yeah, many of these unicorn companies are in trouble
They're in trouble
Really? We end with that?
Oh, right Sorry about that Okay, how about this one? This is a very positive uni note to end on Unify
统一对不对
Come together
结合或者 to unite
exactly、
好的那我们今天的节目就到这儿希望今天教给大家的这个方法通过英语的前缀 prefix 来学单词可以增加你单词学习的效率那有前缀其实英语里也有后缀对不对、suffix 下次我们可以做节目跟大家分享那如果你自己有什么学单词背单词的好窍门呢也欢迎你发送留言 OK 我们今天的节目就到这儿开言英语下次再见
All right bye guys